Today is January 3, 2021. It's Sunday. We are at the Little Nankoweap Camp on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon at River Mile 52. Sitting next to me on this little rubber raft is Peter Brown, normal spelling, B-R-O-W-N. My name is Tom Martin. Good evening, Peter. How are you tonight?
Very good, Tom. Thank you.
So, Pete, today in the little Thule boat, we started off at
Buck Farm Canyon.
And the one main rapid today that you paddled in the Thule raft was President Harding. How did that go?
It went okay. I did get a little wet and slipped off at one point, but otherwise it was fine.
How do you get back on a Thule raft once you slip off?
Well, I didn't really. Riding the Thule raft again, the way to do it is you put your legs down on both sides and ride it like a horse.
Okay.
And then it just kind of bounces over the waves. And basically, if you start sliding off, then you got one leg hooked to be able to
hump yourself back on again.
Yeah.
So you're putting quite a lot of force with your leg on the Thule to get back on. It's cool with that?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Wow.
And even when you get flipped off completely, it's pretty easy to climb back on top of it.
Okay. So okay.
It's not that hard at all.
And all right.
It seems to be taking its shape okay. The one thing we're having best luck with right now, I think, is trying to get it as vertical as we can at night. And that's draining a lot of water. It does weigh a lot less in the morning when we do that.
So you mean standing it up on its end?
Standing it up on its end.
Huh. Okay.
Which is just like the fishermen in Ecuador, we've been told by one of the folks on the trip.
Okay. So they stand it up on end, let it dry out. Okay. And today starts the first of, we're going to be at this camp for 2 nights. So this boat will get a chance to dry out all day tomorrow in the sun. And then the day after, we'll be on our way again. Anything else you want to say about the Thule tonight?
Just so far that I think the most impressive thing to me about it is that the integrity is it's staying in really good shape. There's a couple little dings and scratches on it, but otherwise it's the same shape, same quality of design and build as when we put it in the water.
Okay. Well, this is a short little interview. With that will conclude Grand Canyon oral history here at Little Nankoweap Camp on January 3rd, 2021 with Peter Brown. Pete, thank you so very much.
Sure thing, Tom. Thank you.